This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning.
I'm Steve Inskeep. This week's debate over U.S. aid to Pakistan is part of a larger discussion. It's about the American dollars that go to diplomacy and foreign assistance. Officials are asking how to balance that cash against the vastly larger amount the U.S. spends on its military power. Yesterday, at a meeting on development aid in Washington, the consensus was there can't be serious debate on this topic at all without a director for the country's main development agency. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this report.
It was well into a discussion about the Obama administration's commitment to development assistance when a former ambassador and aid official, Julia Chang Block, raised the concern that many in the hotel ballroom shared.
And I think an indication that USAID is a co-equal partner of State Department would be the expeditious nomination and appointment of a director.
She didn't even have to finish her thought before the audience broke out in applause. A top State Department official who's been co-chairing the Quadrennial Review on Diplomacy and Development, Anne-Marie Slaughter, says she too would like the aid position filled. She reassured the audience that whoever does get through the vetting process will have a strong voice.
Let me just make very clear that the vision the secretary has is of a much stronger, much better resourced AID and better integrated in the councils of decision on every country.
Such a voice could certainly help right now in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan, according to Samuel Worthington, president of Interaction, a coalition of more than 150 humanitarian organizations.
Not having an aid administrator to formally engage in a debate on the best approach to use in terms of our development strategy in Pakistan is a gap that we believe should be closed as soon as possible.
He says one only needs to look at a memo by an economist at USAID, a memo that was leaked to USA Today. In it, the author raises concerns that the Obama administration's point person for the region, Richard Holbrooke, wants to bypass U.S. non-governmental organizations and contractors and give aid directly to the Pakistani government or to local organizations that could have shaky financial records. Worthington of Interaction says it's a fine goal, but misses a key point.
The logic, sort of from a Washington point of view, makes a lot of sense. The reality on the ground is much different. Our community, which is the U.S. NGO community, works in Pakistan and employs 2,000 local Pakistan staff and maybe a handful of expatriates. The ability to get resources into remote valleys through local institutions is the strength of the international nonprofit community.
Worthington says the U.S. should be using all the tools it can, not just funneling money through Pakistan's government, and it would have been helpful to have a USAID administrator make that more nuanced case. A State Department spokesman says that officials are considering adjustments in how to aid Pakistan, but not making any precipitous decisions. More broadly, the Obama administration is talking about how to put development and diplomacy on par with defense. Nancy Lindberg of Mercy Corps says she was pleased to hear administration officials at yesterday's panel talk about that.
There's mind-boggling inequality or imbalance in terms of how we resource our defense capacities and how we resource our diplomacy and development capacities.
Lindberg says changing that imbalance will improve the way the U.S. is viewed in the world.
We are not only a military force. We are a force that is committed to all of the moral values that rest behind development and diplomatic solutions.
She helped organize yesterday's discussion about the Obama administration's diplomacy and development review. Their acting administrator, Alonzo Fulgham, acknowledged that USAID has become mainly a contracting agency that needs to find its way back to doing the kind of work it's done in the past. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.